Hey, it's Simon.
And this is Martina.
And we're broadcasting out of Kichijoji, Tokyo, Japan, the best part of Japan, period.
Oh, that's a really strong intro.
Fact, solid, it's in Wikipedia.
Goodbye,
don't
everyone.
Look it up.
Shake hands and
so
we leave.
So it's discussed. Today, we decided to explore a new part of our neighborhood that we never actually went to whatsoever with our bikes at all. And we found some amazing things and we really just want to share those with you today.
We came across puppies.
Right.
We came across sunsets. We came across tofu shops. So you might want to stick around because this adventure ends with us drinking wine. And I don't know how it happened. It was just, it unfolded magically.
So it started because we woke up today.
Really?
Yes,
oh
it started
God.
Because we woke up.
This
we got out of bed.
Storytelling guy. We put underwear on.
We were pooped from the night before because we spent a lot of time working on the video and publishing the video for our main channel. And then afterwards, in the morning, we're ready to head over to Light Up Coffee, which is a coffee shop that we really like. And we're going to plan out what we were going to do for the rest of the week.
We have like little meetings. Simon and I are like, let's have a meeting at a coffee shop. And we're like, okay, I'll meet you there. We're like, we'll go together. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, cool. And then we're like, team break. And then we got on our bikes together and we go.
And we go, it's
and then
great.
We're like, okay, so you followed me here, weirdo.
And then we sit down, we discuss, you know, what are we going to shoot this week? What are we going to shoot? Oh, there's a new thing that we want to do for the Rainbow Ladder support team.
What can
we, how do we name that and all this?
Which, by the way, there is some new stuff coming for the
Right. I think we actually came up with a good name for it.
Anyhow.
Point is, after this meeting, we're going to go home and film our podcast right away because we had many stories that we wanted to tell.
And we were
going
to go to sleep because I have somehow gotten sick. I'm not sure if I have allergies or not. I can't tell the difference between being sick and having allergies.
I think it might be allergies because even my throat feels a little bit like sticky and
or
clammy.
I made out with you, so you're definitely getting sick other ways. Either ways.
How many ways are there?
We had wine.
We had a lot of wine.
We had a lot of wine.
Point is, after we finished at our coffee shop, we started biking home and we're like, let's not go home.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful day. It was 27 degrees out.
But
not a
cool
single cloud.
Somehow.
But yes, yeah, somehow cool. There was like no humidity. Like we weren't sweating at all. Like not a single drop of sweat. And it was just a gorgeous day.
And the day before was the day after the big typhoon.
Right.
And it was a humid, hot, like we were pouring sweat. I came home that day feeling like I was dripping in weird places.
And over the next couple of days, it's about to get rainy again. So we figured this is our only day. Let's enjoy this while we can.
Let's just take where does the bike take us?
So we got on our bikes and we started heading towards Nishi-Ogikubo, which is, if you've seen our live stream about like having standing sushi, it's in that area right beside the station. But there's a whole lot in that area that we just have no idea about.
I've read that area is described as being an untouched area, which used to be like a really rich neighborhood back in like the early 1900s kind of era. And then it became just kind of like a normal commuter kind of area.
It's weird because like it definitely looked rich. Like there was definitely like a lot of money because like when we were on our like little bike spring, this like woman drove past us in like a really like dark sedan and she like had sunglasses on and like her shirt was like a blouse and it had like frills. It had like a puffy collar. And, like any woman that wears a puffy collar, collar like that in a sedan like that definitely has a lot of money.
Or she's a vampire.
Or she's a vampire.
Which that means they have a lot of money.
And even when we were like biking on the street, like we started like going on the street and we looked up and we saw these beautiful lamps that looked very European, like very like London 1890s.
I think the reason why that we were surprised is because when you get out of the station originally, which we've only gone there via subway, it's a pretty like kind of like Koenji meets Kichijoji.
Yeah, it's got a bit of grunge to it.
Yeah. So we thought that the whole neighborhood would be grungy, but we were mistaken.
Holy smokes, were we ever mistaken.
So to begin with, we took a side street from Kichijoji that we've never been on before,
right.
And we just biked on it.
Yeah.
And then on the way, we passed by, to the right of us, this dumpling shop. And we were like, are those banh mi? And we saw them like in the window and we like screeched on our bike, pulled across, parked our bikes. And sure enough, it's a Taiwanese steamed bun shop.
Yeah.
And so
Had like a sign in the window that said Taiwan.
And we were like, holy cow. And so we went up to order it and the guy spoke English beautifully and he spoke Japanese because the people behind us ordered in Japanese. And he was like, oh, have you been to Taiwan before? I'm like, we have.
We didn't tell him about the video, but like, we had the stinky tofu. We had the century egg. Yep. We had the beef noodle soup and everything. We said, he's like, whoa. Yeah. Like, he was super excited because I don't think that he's getting a lot of that here.
Yeah.
Like the century eggs or like that, like beef noodle soup. I just don't see any equivalent.
Well, that's very like homegrown to Taiwan. You
so
know?
He was just thrilled to hear us talking about it. And the banh mi that he made, first he asked like if we're okay with bok chi, which is cilantro. Like, of course we are.
Which, side note, a lot of people in Japan are, and Korea especially, are not okay with it. They hate the way it tastes. And I know that people say that either it tastes good or it tastes like soap, but it seems to be more on the soap end in Asia. Like a lot of people are like always asking you,
well,
it's like,
mostly in
okay?
Korea. Like in Korea is where I encounter the most. In Japan, not so much. Like I see lots of people really enjoying
this. Yeah, I see them eating it, but they always ask us. Like even when we went to the taco shop, I hear him asking other people,
are
like,
okay,
daijoubu desu ka? And they're like, oh, daijoubu. Like you can hear them, you know?
But the banh mi that he made was in this beautiful glossy bun. It just looks like it was just
steamed
and like wrapped in sugar.
And it was kind of like scalloped on the edges. They made like a fancy bun.
They had this like peanut. They had this like peanut paste, heaps of cilantro, and then this beautiful cut of super soft pork. Looks like the pork you get in like a ramen when you pick it up and just falling apart.
Like the char siu kind.
It was all marinated and juicy, and you bite into it, and it was just wildly,
it was so
wildly
good.
Delicious.
Yeah, we shared it, which was probably a bad idea because it's like fist size.
Well, you know what? We did that like a lot today. Even when we were at the coffee shop, we got one donut,
one breakfast donut,
and we split it. There's no such thing as a breakfast donut. A donut's a donut. It's not like there's like dinner donuts. They're all the same donuts.
But what if you have a donut for dinner?
Then it's still the same donut.
What if you have a donut after dinner? It's a dessert donut.
It's no matter what. You don't have to call breakfast donut. Breakfast donut makes it sound like it's healthy. Like, oh, it's got granola. There's no nutritional value in this donut at all.
It's made out of soy husk.
That's true. That was healthier than the average donut.
And it was covered in cinnamon and sugar. Yes. It's not like it had a big icing sugar top on it.
But the point is, like, they're so small. They're so small, and we still split it. But you and I were just, that's what we do. We usually go around and we split
little
things.
Little bits of food along the way.
Instead of getting stuffed at one spot.
So we continue along our way, and this neighborhood we have been towards like a little bit because Spudgy's vet used to be there,
right?
And so we would go there like when we were waiting for Spudgy to have his checkups and stuff, and like there was nothing to do. But when you're on your bike, you suddenly have this extra freedom. So we went up and down the side streets, and we discovered this really interesting combination of like old vintage shops that looked like they have just been there forever,
right?
Like fruit stands or clothing stores, like things that don't look like they're trying to be old, they just are old. And then across from them there'd be a lot of like,
it's interesting how you say not trying to be old, because there's so many new shops that try to look old.
That's why I'm saying it's a vintage shop for actual realness, like it's not trying to be vintage, right? And we passed by this place. It was called Organ, and it was just this beautiful gold glow coming from it. The sun hadn't set yet, and it said Bio Wine, and we kind of both stopped on our bikes, and we looked inside, and it was like, I checked it on Google to see what it was, because I think I've told you guys before that the way that we find places is just by stumbling upon them and then dropping a pin.
Right.
So I looked at it, it said, oh, it's French cuisine. But
And we love Bio Wine. It's like, we're really trying to get into, like, I want to say that we're psalms by any means, but we're definitely interested in trying different kinds of wines.
Bio Wines, by the way, are like really big in Japan lately, and it's difficult because you can't really buy the bio wine, so you can only go to a place that can serve
it to
you by
you.
Glass or bottle. Don't really know why right now, but it's a very like fresh, like fermented. I don't know how to explain it. Like
it's like there's got a lot of sediment in it, but like a lot of different flavors too. It's not as like clean as a wine, but
it's not filtered.
It tastes almost like a hipster wine.
Yeah, it's like a ferment.
I imagine it's the kind of wine that you had out of like leather bags when you're. Like, I imagine
when we're on the road as
Tywin,
travelers.
No, Tyrion Lannister. Yeah. Imagine him drinking a lot of bio wines out of his leather satchel.
I imagine that's what monks made. Like, you know when you have, like, stories about monks making these big barrels of beer and ale, and, like, they're like, it's for Jesus. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know.
All the wine was bio wine back then.
Yes, exactly. But the point is, it's a lot of these wines can be, like, orange or different strange colors that you're not used to.
Higher percentage alcohols as well.
Yeah,
like we
15.
Had some that were 15%.
Yeah. But then, unfortunately, it was only 4:30 and it opened at 5.
Right.
So the two of us were like,
we're not
going to
wait for half an hour here
going.
Like weirdos.
Yeah. Good thing we did keep going because soon we stumbled across the hoity-toity neighborhood that we didn't know existed.
There's this bus that passed by that Martina, like I was too busy trying to look around, but Martina definitely caught some interesting things inside there.
They were like five older women, all like in their 80s, and all of them had like sunglasses and big jangly earrings and like high class looking suits on, and all of them looked like this with their faces like, indeed. And just before that, Simon, I can't believe believe you didn't see half this. I felt like I was watching some kind of fairy world unfold and you just couldn't see it because you didn't believe in fairies. Mm-hmm. This gentleman who looked like he was in his 80s, white hair with a huge white like handlebar mustache. Mm-hmm. He looked like Mario. Uh-huh. Okay, like a huge fat white mustache.
Right.
With
like
a,
the Monopoly Man?
Yeah, like the Monopoly Man. Mm-hmm. And he had on a pimping like silver and gray slightly pinstripe but not tacky pinstripe suit that was a little bit shiny, kind of like the suits that were shiny in Korea at the time. But not overly shiny.
A little bit of a gloss on him.
With a beautiful red tie, and he had a vest on, and he had a cane. Not like a I need a cane to walk, but like a black cane.
The kind of cane that you like put in front of you like with your hand like
yes, exactly. And it had a little knob. And I was like, what the? And he just crossed in front of us, and you were like, oh, a birdie or something.
Well, it's because we saw this like really amazing old coffee shop that like you like right
we
outside the
on
shop.
Our brakes and we went inside.
That, like pretty much most of tonight
we
was
like,
slamming our brakes.
Yep.
And like this old coffee shop had this gigantic roaster, and there was a guy working in front of it, like there was all like fire underneath, and he was sorting through the beans. And we remember that in Cologne, Germany, like that was one of our favorite coffee shops there, like watching them pick out beans. If some were cracked, they would throw them away, and they only like select perfect beans. You go inside the shop, it's all like very warm, like really dimly lit. It's very industrial. You could see how huge the machine is.
It's like
to the left of the store.
Like I've seen big roasters before, but this was like industrial size roaster, huge, just like huge.
To the right of us was a whole bunch of like coffee shop supplies. So they had like big boxes of straws. They had like boxes of different syrups as well.
Yeah,
and
gum syrups or chai syrups.
Different things
or
you could
coffee
do.
Filters.
And at the very front, they had this like sandwich board, and they wrote down like every day of the week they had a different kind of bean blend that they were working on.
And what's amazing is my kanji came in because I was able to read that it had listed by the days of the week in Japanese.
Right.
So it said sun, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like, but it was all in kanji. And I was like, oh, Monday is Columbia. Mm-hmm. And so it has like a deal for the roast of the day.
And when we were like standing there and pointing, I'm like, oh, like we like Columbia beans. Like that's like definitely my style as of late. Like the guy came up like from behind, and he had this like little like tea cup with a little tea plate. Mm-hmm. Is it called a tea plate?
It's just called a teacup, Simon. I don't know what
you're
talking
about. There's
a
plate underneath the teacup.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called a teacup. They come. The teacup comes
teacup
with a
plate.
Just a plate.
But not all teacups have plates.
Usually you don't hand someone a teacup. Teacups are like a set.
All right. So the teacup is the teacup. What do you call the plate in the teacup plate?
The teacup plate.
Right. So, and with a little teacup plate, we got that as well. And he just gave us like a good portion of coffee to sample.
Yeah,
and
he
it wasn't
me,
like,
he said, you know, do you want a sample of it? I'm like, sure. And he's like, all right. And he just poured me a huge amount.
It wasn't like one sip. Like it took us like a good 10 sips
or
so.
We had to like walk
through
around awkwardly.
We walked around and we looked, and you know, we wound up picking up 200 grams of those beans as well.
Yeah, freshly roasted.
And
you
it was amazing.
Chocolate-coated espresso beans.
I got chocolate-coated beans. I'm like, well, I might as well because I'm here. I was so fascinated because they also had these like beautiful cold brew drip machines.
Oh, the ones you see that like are huge.
The ones in Kyoto that are maybe like a meter and a half in height, and they have like these huge glass valves with like spinning spiraling tubes that go all the way down with little nozzles that you drip.
It looks like a science experiment.
I really wanted to buy that and bring that home. There's no way we could fit it here downstairs. Our downstairs is almost packed, but we could put it upstairs and I could just have my own little like cold brew dripping away slowly.
And it's like really expensive, Simon.
Because like the one that was below it, the one that was like a third of its size, it was super small, was over $200. Like, oh, I wonder how much that big one is. It didn't even have a price.
No, it didn't even have a price. It was like, nah, you can't buy it. Like, it's expensive.
So I'm thinking,
you were like $50. That's what you thought. Like,
maybe if we buy it and then I make like 6 videos about it, and then everyone watches that video 20 times, then maybe I could have. It's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Never
going to.
But it was just really cool to see this huge coffee shop with like lots of different accessories.
If you guys are watching the pod video of this right now, we have some pictures up on the screen that we're going to show you, or maybe perhaps some videos or something. But what's really cool is outside they had these 3 planters that were filled with like plants. But when you got closely and you looked at it, it actually said Kyoto Coffee Mill. And they were old fashioned mills that you could like, I mean, you can't now, but you'd pour beans in the top and you'd like wind it like an electric era.
Right.
It was just really cool. And I just felt really like startled to see this out of nowhere, you know? So we kept on pedaling about after we got our beans.
Yeah.
And then as we were biking, I'm like, hold up, Simon. We need like army arm signals.
Screeched on the brakes again.
On our brakes. we passed by a fresh tofu shop.
Yeah.
And so this guy, I went up and checked, and it was just fresh tofu. Mm-hmm. They had a soft tofu, firm tofu, kitsune tofu, which is like a fried one for udon and stuff.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different stuff. So I ended up picking up a fresh soft tofu.
Yeah.
And I accidentally ordered seaweed, which I did not want.
Uh-huh.
But I was asking Simon the name of it.
Is this that? And he's like, okay, I'll get you that.
And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
Well, it was confirmed. It is what you thought it was.
He's like, is it? I'm like,
it is. Well, there you go, girl. It's yours now.
And then I ordered a glass of fresh soy milk. And so he had these little cups of soy milk. And I was like, I gotta try it. And I think altogether it was like super cheap.
Right. I don't know. You paid for it.
You paid for it. I didn't have the change. I handed it out for you.
300 yen. I remember now.
That's like...
Yeah, 300 yen. We put down a coin of 500 and we got like 200 back.
Yeah, and I'm like, that doesn't make any
sense.
That's
super cheap.
Well, everything was what, like 50 cents in a dollar?
But it was just great because it was just this guy doing a bunch of tofu by himself.
And he had a huge...
With a tiny... So, no, not huge because like the coffee shop was huge. This was like the size of the counter that we have like you and I sitting across from.
Well, okay, no. Mm-hmm. The entrance and the selling place was super tiny.
Right.
But when you looked in... He actually had like a warehouse. Mm-hmm. So I think he probably presses tofu and sells it to like local shops or something.
Right.
And then he just has a tiny
storefront for the people.
Because it was way too big. It had like piles of bags and stuff. Uh-huh. And so it was definitely like a little storefront / warehouse.
After we picked up some of that, we kept on going on our bikes. And by now, our butts were so sore.
My butt hurts so much.
Like
right
my
now,
butt
guys.
Really, really hurts right now.
I'm leaning forward.
I don't
as much
know
as I can,
but... how people can ride bikes for so long without their butts exploding, but like I'm just so tender right now.
So tender.
But we kept on going because adventure called. Mm-hmm. We went back to Nishiogibo Station, and then we went down a street that I don't know my directions. I think it was north.
I don't know.
But it wound up
like...
going downhill. We didn't even have to pedal. It was like all lined with trees all around us. It was so lush and verdant. And there were all these great little shops and restaurants. Like, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? But like you could, because we were going back so quickly, we could barely catch them all. And we finally stopped at this nice bridge with a body of water, which like when we looked on our Google Maps, it wound up saying it goes all the way up to a park into a temple. But when we stopped there, we started taking pictures because the sun was setting.
It was like a purple and red and just like a beautiful sunset. And the river below was super clear. Like when I looked down, I could see like green reeds rippling and you could hear the water going.
Right behind us across from the bridge, there was like four different mothers waiting
standing
there.
Around. We're
just
like, what are they
around,
doing?
And a little bus pulled up and the bus was like a preschool bus. And then the driver got off the bus or the assistant got off and just like lifted the kids off the bus one by one and handed them over to the mothers that were waiting there.
And each kid was wearing like, okay, so when we've talked about this before in the past, when we watch anime and mangas, like I always thought it was like, ooh, Japanese drawing style.
Right.
But nah, when you see little kids wearing little safari bucket hats and gigantic smooth red backpacks and stuff, it's real.
It's so real.
So there are all these little kids with these little tiny safari hats on and little tiny backpacks and their little matching uniforms and their little tiny sweaters and they're all like, okasa! And Simon and I are like, what is happening right now? It felt like we were in a whole new part of Japan.
It felt like when we went to like Italy over January and we were exploring, everything felt so new to us and we felt like our eyes were wide open. This was like a feeling of Japan that we haven't had for a bit now. Like since we came back from Canada, we've been kind of in a rut.
Yeah.
But like today was such like a wonderful eye opening. Like, oh my gosh, look at all this like magical stuff happening around us.
I think it reminded us that there are other neighborhoods to explore.
Like, right.
We know that.
Even like, just the bike ride away.
Like the thing is that it's dumb. Like we all know that there's things to explore around us. Like even if we live in the countryside or if we live in a small town or wherever we are, you don't know everything.
There's magic hiding somewhere. It's you just somewhere, have to look for it.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, we didn't go to some special park or temple. We just went to a normal neighborhood.
Yeah.
But seeing this bridge, which everyone just passed over normally because it's just their normal
local
bridge. Yeah. We were like, whoa, the way that the sunset like reflected and then us stopping to take photos. I saw other people stopping and like trying to see like, what are we looking at? And then they caught on to the sunrise and sunset and they started taking photos. Like, so there's kind of a way to like shake up your perspective and say, hey, there is stuff around you. And it's not like the neighborhood had anything super special. Like it just, something about the way that it was put together with the tree lined and
it
the
was
little
just gorgeous
curry shops. Like it just felt nice.
We followed the body of water for a few streets. But
can we
it was,
say that in a more heavy way? You were like, follow
on our bikes, because there's a little path beside it that you could ride on, but it was like really, really narrow and like you were weaving around, so we didn't feel comfortable. We pulled off like a couple bridges down.
And it's a good thing we did.
And it's a good thing we did. Like Martina's like, turn left, we must. You followed your instincts.
It.
And then we saw this woman walking with like two little Shiba Inus, but they're the smaller versions of it. I don't know what they are.
Not Dodges, are they? No, Dodges are the Doges. The Doges are like the really like bigger red kind of puffy foxy looking.
Yeah. These are the smaller, yippier ones that still
they
kind
don't
of
yip.
Look.
They're like this big. Uh-huh. Like if you guys can't see what I'm doing, like a sack of potatoes.
And a woman was walking with two leashes, but she also had like a little like baby carrier vest on. And inside there, she had two puppies.
Puppies. So the two of us were like, we need to put on our best faces.
And we both started
We stopped our bike and we were both
like fangirls at a K-pop concert.
Standing outside
our
waiting
shit
for the puppies to
puppies.
Approach.
And she was just so happy.
She walked past us and then she like kept smiling she's and like, looking. And the two of us are like, yeah. And finally she's like, all right.
Losers.
She came back and we were like.
We got to pet her puppies and they were like such licky little puppies.
I got kisses from puppy. I'd never touched a puppy before.
This is your first time touching a puppy?
Yes.
Can't believe it. It took you so many years.
I've never touched a puppy.
My gosh.
I've never touched a puppy.
Yeah.
When have I ever had a chance to touch a puppy? I know.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I've never touched a puppy. I've only touched big boys. I've touched like maybe like Chris's dog was a puppy, was he?
Oh, yes. Chris. Sheldon? Yes. Corgi? You touched a corgi puppy before.
But he wasn't quite that corgi floppy stage.
He still was.
Was he?
Yeah, he still was.
He felt pretty big for a puppy. These were puppies.
These were really small puppies. And then after like they
and I
left.
I pet the mom and I pet the, not the mom who carried the puppies. I mean, I pet the mom of those two puppies and the boy. And they were both really all good puppies.
We waited on the spot because for like 30 seconds because Martina saw like coming down the street. A really, really big dog as well.
Some kind of looked like a Saint Bernard or like a Burmese.
Except it was definitely a tortly fat boy. Like his face was yay wide, and his body was a lot wider than his face. And you can see his legs going jun 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 jun, doing the TLDR music
apparently
as it's running down.
Dun, 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 dun.
We never got to touch that one because a woman was really like insistent on like on getting her dog to exercise and she was trying to run with it. She's like, come on fatty, let's keep going.
You could see her constantly being like, come on, every time we tried to stop, and the dog was like and he kept looking back at us like and I'm like, I want to pet this dog.
But it was just absolutely magical. Like such a like, we would have just gone home and we would have like sat down, we probably would have like watched some stuff on TV. We probably would have
probably fundled up in a blanket because I was getting sick and been like I got the black
and lung. By all means you very well could have, but we didn't. We pushed ourselves through and we had such a tremendous time exploring a new neighborhood, seeing these new shops, like different kinds of people, new kinds of beans. We got to touch puppies and see sunsets, and it was just an absolutely magical day. And I'm glad that, you know, we came there with no plan, no expectations, no plan, no sense of direction apart from bike away from home, and we found something tremendous.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time for us to finish our wine story, but I'll wrap it up quickly, which is we ended up
going
back home and then saying, well, I'm hungry, why don't we just swing past that original shop we passed by? And we parked our bikes and went in and
the bio wine place
and the guy came out. He spoke English, Japanese, and French. And we were like, which one do we choose?
But we understood his French more
than anything else. Basically, they were already booked for the night. And he's like, you can stand or like, that's it. And we were like, well, we really want to stand. And he's like, hang on a second. And he comes back out. He's like, there's a table here for two. He's like, but you've only got an hour. Like, is a drink and maybe an appetizer okay? And we're like, of course,
let's do it.
Well, one drink and an appetizer turned into
four drinks, three appetizers, and one dessert.
Yeah.
But it was great because for those of you that are watching the video, you see Martina wearing her whole red Adidas tracksuit with her name on it.
Oh my God. I didn't expect
to
go anywhere.
Super great for biking. Not great for going to a nice little French place. The people beside us were dressed up on a date with
a
blazer.
I was so embarrassed.
The girl had like a nice jacket on and everything that was just like draped over her shoulders.
She looked so elegant and they were our age.
And we were like, bop, 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 fingers up the nose. Looking like dirty hipster art. I wonder what people think of when they see us.
And the people to the left of us were like an older couple that were also looking super preppy and wonderful. And we're just like,
yeah, whatever. Let me just have all your wine and your appetizers.
But the funny part was, three glasses in, the guy that came over and he's like, oh, so you guys are Psalms? Like, he thought that we were like wine experts. I'm like,
no, we just have an issue and we just drink a lot of wine.
No, the glass, we weren't getting bottles of wine.
Yes.
You know, but the idea is that like we were really into describing the wine. You and I were super excited. And so like, I guess they were kind of overhearing the situation because the best part of this whole story is that I was like, well, at least only the people at the beginning of the store saw what I looked like. But no, before they served us the first meal, the chef comes
owner
over
came out
and brings out all like 8 members of his staff.
All lined up, looking at the back of me and straight looking into your eye saying, woman, what are you wearing?
No, they introduced themselves to the table beside us.
Yeah.
And then they came over to us and introduced themselves to us. So they're like, this is me and this is the psalm and this is the person and he's new and these are the chefs. And everyone's like, nice to meet you. And I'm like, great. Oh, great. So great. So awesome.
So after we had a really good meal.
We had a great meal. It was really original and delicious.
And the point is we made reservations so we could go back there in a few weeks.
And I told
him.
And
you could dress up decently and stop looking like such a bum.
I told him, I'm really sorry. I didn't expect to come here in a tracksuit. He's like, it's okay. Don't worry. And I'm like, no, next time I'll wear something normal. And he's like, sure.
Point is, it was a great time.
It was a good time.
Thanks for having such a great day with me, Ducky.
Yeah, I'm glad that we pushed ourselves to go out on an adventure.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm glad that we're like pushing ourselves to film this right now because we're like, oh my God, our butts are so sore.
My butts are so sore. Like after this, I'm going to go lie on my tummy.
I'm going to like run a bath and just like put my bum in it.
Oh, it hurts so much.
I know.
Well, I hope you guys have an excellent week and we helped with your journey to work or you're walking your dog or you're cleaning a room.
And
or...
I hope that we inspired you to try your own unplanned journeys.
Yeah. And let us know in the comment section below if you run across any puppies.
Yeah. What's the last puppy that you
touched? The last puppy you touched?
Describe it all in a lot of detail in the comments section. 1, 2, 3, go.
And let me know every single tiny animal that you've ever touched as a baby.
I want all the baby animals. Let's hear it. All right. That's it for this week, everyone.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.